Welcome to Psachim Perek Hey Mishnah Ches, Chapter 5, Mishnah 8. The Mishnah continues discussing the process as of which the Paschal Lamb, the Korban Pesach, was offered. And the Mishnah says, K'maseu b'chol, just like the actions that were done when Pesach fell out on a weekday, kach maseu b'Shabbos, so too if Erev Pesach, the 14th of Nisan, falls out on Shabbos, the Paschal Lamb, the Korban Pesach, was done exactly the same way that it would have been done on a weekday. However, the Kohanim, the priests, rinsed the floor of the courtyard, and that was not with the consent of some of the rabbis. Let me explain. After the third group had concluded bringing the Pesach, the entire floor of the Azara of the courtyard was full of blood and guts and all kinds of stuff. Imagine they slaughtered hundreds of thousands, perhaps millions of sacrifices. So what did they do? They would rinse the floor. How? There was a stream of water that flowed through the Azara, flowed through the courtyard from one side to the other. And what they would do is they would block the stream from leaving the courtyard. It would fill up the entire courtyard with water, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 feet high. And then they would close the area, you know, they would seal off the hole from which the stream came in. And they would open the hole so that the water could exit and all the water on the floor would drain into the valley. So they would do this, says the Mishnah, even when Erev Pesach, when the 14th of Nisan, falls out on Shabbos. Shelo k'rtzon chacham, the rabbis were not happy with the fact that they did this. Now, even though rinsing floors on Shabbos is only rabbinically prohibited, and we have a rule, ein shvus b'mikdash, that many rabbinic prohibitions don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple, nevertheless, the chacham weren't happy because they didn't. The Chachamim felt that not everything is permissible. The Rambam paskins, the Rambam rules the halacha, that it is permissible when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos to rinse the floor of the Azara because rabbinic laws, rabbinic safeguards don't apply in the Beis HaMikdash in the temple. Rabbi Huda said they did something very interesting. Before they drained and they rinsed the floor of the Azara, kosayim emalim midama tarobas, they would fill up one cup from the blood that was on the floor. And this blood was, who knows, the blood of many different sacrifices. Zokers, rika achas al gabi hamizbeach, and then they would sprinkle it one time on the altar. Why? In case someone's blood that had, you know, they accepted the blood in a receptacle after it was slaughtered. And let's say that blood spilled, and it was never sprinkled on the mizbeach, the sacrifice is invalid. Maybe it was an accident. No one realized what happened. By doing this, you make the sacrifice kosher, because by filling up one cup of blood in that cup is a millidrop of the blood of that particular Korban Pesach that was never sprinkled on the Mizbeach. And therefore, it makes it appropriate. Now the Korban Pesach is considered valid. The rabbis did not agree. The Talmud teaches us, because there were hundreds of gallons, thousands, tens of thousands of gallons perhaps of blood. And if, let's say, one of the bloods of one sacrifice had spilled, I don't know, let's just say a cupful. So then it's batel b'miyud, it loses its identity because of the magnitude of blood that's there. However, Rabbi Yehuda holds that ein dam mevatal dam, blood cannot make other blood lose its identity, and therefore a tiny drop of that blood made it to the Mizbeach, even if the blood had been spilled, and still the carbon is kosher, the carbon is considered valid and appropriate. Wishing you an amazing day.